From Pierce Park in Baraboo, Wisconsin, the DC Everest Evergreens hockey team is on the air. Hello, hockey fans. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens today will play the co-op team between Baraboo and Portage. The Thunderbirds will be hosting the Evergreens tonight. Everest played last night. In fact, they've spent the last 24 hours here in the central part of the state. Lost yesterday to Sun Prairie 6-0. By the way, that was a 3-0 game till the Evergreens gave up three in the third period. It breaks the Evergreens' five-match unbeaten streak. During that stretch, the Evergreens were 4-0-1. The Baraboo Portage co-op team has not played since last Thursday when they were 4-3 winners over Beaver Dam. They arrive with a 5-11-0 record. The Evergreens have played a tougher schedule.
Jared has music.
Evergreens are just announcing their starting goalkeeper tonight will be Jared Kaczmierczyk, the other junior, whereas Ethan Hurt has seen most of the playing time in conference today. Evergreens wear their road green sweaters, sketchy tree on front with the green breezers, white and gold trim. The Thunderbirds wear their white home sweaters with purple breezers, purple and silver lettering. National anthem, and we'll drop the puck for Saturday afternoon hockey when we come back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Pierce Park, a barn-type ice arena tonight. A lot of Everest fans have made the trip down, which we're glad to see. We're going to go down to ice level now for our national anthem. If the Evergreens will appreciate the easier level of competition tonight. In fact, neither team starts their regular goalie today. A freshman, Andrew Scheitzel, will be starting for Baraboo Portage. And the Evergreens again tried Jared Kaczmierczyk. Again, the Evergreens. Sun Prairie last night was a toughie, big physical team, and the Evergreens saw their unbeaten streak come to an end. Everest arrives with a 6-8-1 record, and they are playing better now than they were at the beginning of the season, so that's important to note. The Baraboo Thunderbirds 5-11-1. Evergreens are hoping to wrap up this trip with a victory. One thing to keep in the back of your minds, though, when you're playing for on less than 24 hours rest, the Evergreens played last night and have a quick turnaround to this afternoon. You really never know what you're going to get when you're playing hockey on less than a full day's rest. That's the Evergreens challenge today. Again, this Baraboo team has had 2 days rest. It's a website just for Everest fans. Play-by-play podcasts, scores, highlights, and articles on your favorite Everest team. EverythingEvergreens.com. Brought to you by Tulusty, Kennedy, and Durfs, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, and the Bone and Joint Center. Quick turnaround for our Fox Sports broadcast crew also. Last night we were up in Merrill for the boys' basketball game. Ugh, disappointing second half. Merrill beat the Everest boys 80-60. They're on a 3-game losing streak. Everest girls, no radio for that one. We're overtime winners over Merrill, 56-51. Happy to report that. All right, we meet at the center circle. Puck drops. Let's light this candle. We're underway Saturday afternoon hockey from Pierce Park in Baraboo. This is the only road rink all season that we've never done a game at before. We are kitty corner high above the Baraboo goal. And the Evergreens control the puck at neutral ice. Evergreens skate in there onside. Evergreens player wiped out in the corner, taken down hard there as tried Treader for the Evergreens back up to his skates. Treader from behind, near side boards, that's put on. Goal stick to side. Trying to fight for it to keep the chance alive is Grant Ortel. That's put on. That hit the post. Bounces into the corner. Came back out to the blue line. Evergreens put it on, and Brendan Griffin, unlucky there, had the keeper beat. That's a freshman goalie who's between the pipes for Baraboo here, and Baraboo finally takes the puck away, breaks the zone, comes out along the far side boards. Skating onside there is Joe Zaramvik. Zaramvik puts it behind the boards, fights for it along the near side. Baraboo still got it. Mike Wetch, senior forward, reverses to the far side. It's behind the net. Kacmierczyk has the puck located, keeping the near side post closed. Just underway, no score. Puck's pinned up against the boards in the Everest defensive end. Baraboo comes away with it to the near side corner. Evergreens take the puck away, look to break out. Evergreens have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Everest player, wow, tangled up along the boards, and down goes Grant Ortel. Will play on through that. Evergreens still possess the puck. Evergreens are onside, but now Baraboo's got three players back. Evergreens send it into the corner. Justin Jakubik will leave it there. Evergreens will get a change. Baraboo bounces high off the boards. Wow, the boards here at Pierce Park are lively. That went all the way down. Icing will have an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens, and both teams will get new skaters onto the ice. Baraboo's got a couple of players that are big. Look at Luna Larson. He's a freshman. Recruit that kid for the football team, too, for the fall. My goodness. Face-off will come to the left of the Baraboo cage. Evergreens are asking Ben Pelequin to take the draw. Pelequin wins it, but Baraboo's got a player there in the corner. He's behind his own net. Got to make sure there's no takeaway there. Evergreens actually put some pressure on the puck. Coming up was Parker Nitzke. Netsky on the ice there? No, that's Alex Griffin who came up. Evergreens still hold the zone. Yeah, Evergreens didn't want to surrender the puck here. That is fighting for that. Dylan Shiro along the far side board. Shiro sends it to the other side of the ice. Evergreens still hold the zone. Big hit there. Mike Wetch lowered the boom on the Evergreens. Dylan Butner got the puck all the way down. No one touched that. This is going to be icing when the Evergreens touch up. Another offensive zone faceoff. 2 minutes and 20 seconds into this one, no score. Evergreen seem to be the aggressors here. So eventually you think that'll be rewarded. And this will be an offensive zone face-off for the Trees. It's to the right of the Baraboo cage. And Andrew Schatzel. Puck drops right below our broadcast position. I mean, we are kitty corner above the Everest offensive zone here. So we've got a really nice view high above the rink. Evergreen's control here. Shot put on. Goal save! Evergreens put more pressure onto the net. Shot came from Brady Bunnell. Keeper holds on. Evergreens will get their third offensive zone face-off early in the first period. And Brady Bunnell will take the draw for the Evergreens. Wins it back to the blue line. Evergreens send it behind the net. Now to the near side. Evergreens possess right below our broadcast location, Quinton Shiro. Shiro overskated the puck. Baraboo takes it away and clears the zone. 2-on-1 if the Thunderbirds hurry, but the one back there for the Evergreens is Kyle Jaglinski. And Jaglinski surrounds the puck, sends it back to neutral ice. Good defensive play there for the Evergreens. 14 minutes to play first period. We're scoreless. Evergreens back in the offensive zone, trying to hold it in. Out of the zone it goes. Brady Bunnell was trying to shuttle it into the corner. This will be icing again, and the Evergreens will get another offensive zone face-off. Hockey is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank. Baraboo's going to get a new line out there before the face-off. Cameron Logan will take the draw against Grant Ortel for the Evergreens. Ortel wins it, tried to possess the puck a little bit too far out in front of him, taken away by one of the Baraboo defenders. That went out of play, went into the Baraboo bench. Going to have another offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. The Evergreens goalie, Jared Kacmierczyk, has not seen a lot of action down at the other end. Kind of lonely at the far end of the rink. Grant Ortel is going to take the draw for the Evergreens against Cameron Logan. Again, Ortel wins this faceoff back to the blue line, held in by the Evergreens. Shiro tried to play it into the corner to Justin Jakubic, and one of the Baraboo defenders, Thunderbirds, take this out of the zone, bounced off the boards. Wow, that almost came on goal there. It's gathered in by the Everest goalkeeper and now left behind for his teammate, Dylan Butner. Butner plays it off the boards, did not clear. Back behind the net, Baraboo's got another chance here, and the Evergreens a little faster to the puck, win the battle in the corner. 13.5 to play. Evergreens look to break out. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Nice cross-ice pass. Ty Treader. He's onside. Got Ortel streaking towards the net. At it in front. Wow, that hit the post. Loose in front of the rebound. No good. Dribbles in. Score for the Evergreens. Ortel and Treader bounced out in front. I believe it's going to be Ty Treader's goal for the Evergreens. And DC Everest will play in front this afternoon. 1-0. Treader deserves the goal to begin with. It was his fast skating down the ice that triggered the opportunity for the Evergreens. They score at even strength and lead 1-0. Wait for the official confirmation here, as the goal comes at 3:47 of the first period. Evergreens ahead. Treader with an assist to Grant Ortel. Baraboo comes back the other way. Baraboo puts that on goal, and Baraboo has scored. Baraboo scores the equalizer just seconds after the Evergreens took the lead. Wow. Put that on goal from just over the blue line. That's a goal for Josh Beal. That was the ultimate short-lived lead. The Evergreens held the lead for 26 seconds. That goal comes at 4:12, and we're tied 1-1. I've got to tell you this, Kaczmierczyk down at the other end was not busy. That was the first shot that he really saw. Baraboo's right on the engine coming back. Here's Campbell Kosor offside. Yeah, into the zone early. So tied 1-1. Ty Treader puts in a rebound from close range. Evergreens lead 1-0 right after the puck drops. Josh Beal goes down the ice, scores from halfway down the circle. Good two strides over the blue line and beat Kaczmierczyk. Just announcing the Everest goal from Ty Treader, and I believe they will confirm that Josh Beal is the goal scorer here. Again, wow, from the far side boards, that's put on goal. It's in front. Baraboo with another opportunity. Kaczmierczyk's got the pads down. Puck goes out to the blue line. Shot right on goal. Kaczmierczyk was not clean in front. He reaches out. Puck is still loose, and now he smothers it up. Jared's got to be clean on that first chance. The shot from just over the blue line hit him right in the chest, and he's got to cover that up. Instead, it bounced in front of him, and that gave Baraboo additional looks at the Everest net. Offensive zone face-off for the Thunderbirds comes to Kaczmierczyk's left. There was no JV game today, so the Everest bench may be a little bit longer. Here's Ty Treader for the Evergreens defensive zone. Long pass, while a little too hot for Ortel, goes off his stick, and the Evergreens lose possession along the near side boards. Jakubic fighting for the puck. Ortel comes away with it near side circle, goes cross ice. Treader, it was on his backhand side, so Treader has to go back. Tried to flick it from the blue line, and a lot of traffic there. Brandon Jelic's chance didn't go all the way through. Near side boards, Evergreens have Jakubic still chasing. Now Baraboo comes away with the puck, gets it out of there, goes all the way down. This is going to be a one-on-one the other way. Beal shot. Wow, the one who was there for the Evergreens got a stick on it. That's a good defensive play for the Evergreens. Brandon Jelic saved his goalie. A tough chance there. The one-on-one involved Josh Beal, who already has the goal, and Jelic, who got even and then got his stick out in front and deflected the puck away. Otherwise, that was going to be a look at a lot of net coming back the other way. So the Evergreens keep it tied 1-1 just barely. Some good defensive hockey. 11 minutes to play, first period, tied 1-1. Evergreens carry the puck down. Baraboo takes it away behind the net. Wow, that went right through two players, bounced off the boards, and came out of the zone. Kyle Jaglinski was tangled up with one of the Baraboo players. Baraboo on the counterattack, tried to center from the near side corner, went a little bit behind that man in front. Kaczmierczyk looks like he's screened for a second there. Now the Evergreens take the puck out. This will be icing. Evergreens bouncing off the board to touch up, and we'll stop the clock with exactly 10.5 to play first period. Evergreens 1, Thunderbirds 1. Hockey is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Offensive zone faceoff for the Thunderbirds. While it came loose in front, there was no one there. Goes all the way to the near side corner. Bouncing puck from the near side boards. Kaczmierczyk sticks that aside. Still not clearing the zone, though. Evergreens have it. Everest skater, well, almost lost the handle on his stick and unable to clear. Now one of the Everest defensemen picks this up. Nice cross-ice pass. It's ahead to Alex Griffin. Griffin tried to set that up forward for Parker Hurt. A little bit too long for him. Got a penalty coming up here. Got a whistle, and let's see. No, just icing. Sent all the way down the ice. Thunderbirds cleared it. It was off net. Didn't touch anyone, so we're not waving off the icing. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff, and Brady Bunnell will take the draw for the Evergreens against Cameron Logan. To the left of the cage. Everest player told to get out of the circle on the near side. Evergreens win the draw. Put on goal. Shot. It's a glove save. Oh, and it's a lucky one, too, from the freshman Andrew Schatz. Schatz kind of looked at his net, looked at his glove. Look what he found. Brady Bunnell was down low on the near side post. Had a lot of goal open there. Another offensive zone faceoff. This one comes to the right of the cage. Brady Bunnell takes the draw. Thunderbirds win it, and Thunderbirds break the zone, send it out to neutral ice. Thunderbirds, a little fancy stick work there. Mike Wetch. Wetch puts that on goal. Near side post. It's loose in front. Everest goalie is off his skates for a moment. Kaczmierczyk needs to get up. It's behind the net. Kaczmierczyk is back on his skates. Near side boards. Thunderbirds putting some pressure on the Everest net. The Evergreens have had more chances here in the first period, but you know what? It's not lopsided. The Baraboo team looks capable. Kaczmierczyk still at times looks like he's struggling to find his sea legs between the pipes, which means, you know, kind of even hockey, one-on-one. Evergreens just lost the puck at the red line. Shot on goal there. Gloved and held by the Evergreens keeper, Kaczmierczyk. Just over the blue line, Alex Reitman. Sophomore defenseman let that one fly, and Kaczmierczyk holds on to the biscuit. 9-12 to play first period. Still tied one apiece. Offensive zone faceoff for Baraboo. They haven't had many of these. Gabe Larson will take the draw for them against Ty Treader for the Evergreens. Wow, that dribbled out across the crease there and goes into the near side corner where the Evergreens pick it up. Got a broken stick on the ice now, so some loose lumber. And it's the Evergreens who are going to be playing down a man here. Linesman sends the lumber off to the side. Evergreens hold it neutral ice. 3-on-2 if the Evergreens can hurry. Evergreens onside. Stick check the side to the goal. Put on goal by the Evergreens. Justin Jakubik and a save. Ortell and Jakubik were in combination. Ortell left it for Jakubik along the near side boards. That puck kind of bounced around in the glove of Andrew Schatz, who then held on to it. Offensive zone faceoff. Ty Treader is the goal scorer for the Evergreens. At 0-0, the Evergreens had a post, so they were kind of unlucky. Evergreens have outshot Baraboo. Evergreens win this draw. Shot deflects, comes out of the zone. Evergreens have two players back, but Baraboo's got a player ahead and two trailers. Carry this into the corner. Good defense there by the Evergreens. Sent behind the net now. Evergreens have to come up and get this, and they get it out of the zone. Evergreens are going to take this down. No icing here. That went off one of the Baraboo players. They wave it off. Evergreens have Justin Jakubik chasing. Jakubik leaves it far side. Evergreens try and get this centered. Ortell is in the neighborhood. Ortell carries it behind the net. Wraparound possibilities. Got a player in front of it. Can get it to him. Instead, plays it off the boards. Tried to give it back to Ortell. Bounces off. Goes out of the zone. Unable to hold it in was Dylan Butner. Evergreens have to win the puck back here at center ice. Baraboo overskates. Baraboo will be on a change. Long outlet pass. Too long. Taken away by one of the Baraboo skaters, Joe Zemanvic. Closed on that. Got a whistle here. That puck go out of play? Play is stopped at 7:51 of the first period. Can the Evergreens play on just a couple of hours rest? They played last night and lost 6-0 to Sun Prairie. Much more accomplished team than the Thunderbirds they play today. But it's the Evergreens that are lacing them up on short notice, and Baraboo's had 48 hours rest. Baraboo wins this draw from outside the blue line. Shot from the blue line, deflected off one of the Everest players. Having to go back, it was Brady Bunnell, sacrificed the body for the Evergreens. Played off the boards, Baraboo quick to the puck here. Baraboo has some fast skaters. Here's Gabe Larson. Larson carries it into the corner, bodied up there by Kyle Jaglinski. Jags gives up a little bit of size there, was still able to muscle up the puck. Wow, that came out in front for a moment. Kacmierczyk did a good job keeping the near side post closed, goes out near the blue line. Baraboo still holds it in. Going to go under 7 minutes to play first period. This has been entertaining, competitive hockey so far. Neither of these teams are going to be world beaters, but they seem about even, putting on a good show. Couldn't tell you the way this one's going to go. I think if both teams had even rest, that the Evergreens have better personnel. And one of the wild cards, too, is neither teams are using their regular goalies today. Dane Hintz, a junior, is the normal starter for Baraboo. They opt for a freshman today. Baraboo's got that puck in front again. Down to his pads is Kacmierczyk. It's out of the blue line. Dribbler in front, near side. Wow, he doesn't know where it is, and it's in. Baraboo takes the lead. Kacmierczyk thought the puck was on the far side post. The puck instead had moved to the near side, and he was beat. A lot of traffic in front of Jared's net there, and the Evergreens have given up 2 unanswered goals and now fall behind 2-1. Baraboo takes the lead. I believe that'll be Jack Rath's goal. Goal comes at 10:23 of the first period. No penalties in this first period. Everything's come at even strength. The Thunderbirds take a 2-1 lead. Goalie needed some help there. We'll wait for confirmation and information on any assists, but I believe that is Rath's goal. And Baraboo's right back on the engine. Put that down again. The goalie screen. Traffic in front. He's off his skates. Jarrett's got to get up there. They're announcing that as a goal for number 18, Alex Brown. Well, they know their players better than we do, and that goal came all the way at the far side of the ice. Evergreens now trailing 2-1. Evergreens try and break this out. Moving forward is Brendan Griffin. Griffin lost the puck. Overskated it, taken away by Baraboo's Joe Zemanfic. Zemanfic sends that all the way down. That's on goal. We'll wave off icing. Evergreens have Brandon Jelic there to retrieve it. Jellick's along the near side board, sends that to the far side. Bounce off the boards, went off one of the players, comes on goal, and it's covered up there by the freshman, Andrew Scheitzel. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Evergreens have had more scoring opportunities than the Thunderbirds. Next goal scored, and this one's going to be interesting, although you just get the feeling there's a lot of scoring before we're done today. Evergreens ask Grant Ortell to take the draw. Comes back to the blue line. Evergreens hold it, go cross ice. Jelic flipped on net. We had an Evergreens player on the post, and it's a save. It's in the keeper, Schatzel's glove. Offensive zone faceoff. If the keeper wasn't clean on that, Ty Treader is going to knock that in. He was on the near side. Evergreens win the draw, goes behind. Bouncing puck held in at the blue line. That's flicked on goal, save. Put on by the Evergreens, Ryan Stevens. Andrews up to the task there. 5:15 to play until first intermission. Thunderbirds 2, Evergreens 1. Offensive zone faceoff. Grant Ortell wins it. Flicked on goal that went off one of the Thunderbird players and deflects out of play. Going to go over and quickly get a new puck, and we'll have another offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Grant Ortell's going to take it. A little bit of confusion about who's going to take this draw. Joe Zemanovic will take it for Baraboo, and Zemanovic won the draw, comes out of the zone. Evergreens try and keep it back in, flicking back at neutral ice. Nope, Baraboo sends it down. Evergreens possess again. Cross ice. Two on one for the Evergreens. Big hit along the boards. Shredder goes flying. Almost sent into the Baraboo bench. Evergreens still try and hold this away. And the Evergreens' Grant Ortel shoved it back in. Yeah, that'll be a hand pass. Puck popped up, and Ortel tried to shuttle that puck forward. So both teams will get a change. And the faceoff will be down at the other end. It'll be an offensive zone faceoff in the Baraboo end. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods, working hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Red Clover Market, new sponsor this year for our Everest Sports, and we welcome them and are glad to have them. You'll see their ads, too, at everythingevergreens.com. From the blue line, that's put on goal. The Evergreens' Kacmercek had to make a save there. Cade Mattson put that on goal. Puck still in the corner, not cleared. Fighting for it, Alex Griffin of the Evergreens. Puck comes free. Baraboo still holds at their blue line. Near side shot, sticked aside. Another one put on goal there by Cade Mattson. Into the corner. Everest player lost his stick for a moment. Ty Shredder picks up the lumber in the near side corner. Evergreens still have not cleared this goal. Goes behind, not cleared the puck yet. It goes behind the net. Back out to the blue line. Shot on goal again. Pads down. Kacmercek sends it off to the side. Evergreens still have not cleared. Sent behind the net. Everest has the closest player to it. Kyle Jaglinski. And Baraboo's on a change. Evergreens carry out to the red line. Blue line along the near side. Kyle Jaglinski. Jag sends it cross ice. There's no one there except a Baraboo defender. Wow, that's kept in the zone for just a moment by Ben Pellequin. Evergreen still possessed. Centered in front. Evergreen's got a shot. Pad save! Wow, denying from close range. Dylan Shiro had a lot of net open. Andrew Schatzel went down and denied him. That was a good chance for the equalizer there. It just didn't come. Zone clears. Evergreens try and chase this puck down two on one, but the Baraboo defender is closest to it, and Joe Jimanovic sends it off the boards. He still keeps it, leaves it for one of his teammates, goes through, and the Evergreens keeper, Kacmercek, will gather it in, leaves it for his teammate behind the net. Ben Pellequin is nearby. Pellequin tries to counterattack for the Evergreens. Pellequin along the near side boards. Evergreens skate to the center by one of the Baraboo defenders. Closed down, put on goal by Quinton Shiro. Glove save. Shiro is denied. Evergreens are getting their looks. Still trail 2-1, 3 minutes left in the period. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell will take the draw. It's to the right of the Baraboo net. Evergreens win it to the corner. Bounces near the goal line. Evergreens look to center. Got a player in front if they can get it to him. And it's Baraboo that comes away with the puck in the near side corner. It's taken away by Joe Jimanovic, who's been good for them. Sent it all the way down. That's off one of the Baraboo players. We're going to wave off icing. Baraboo looks to wrap this around. Taken away. The Baraboo player overskated the puck. The Evergreens give it back in the defensive end. That's put on goal. Near side post is closed by the Evergreens' Jared Kacmercek. Goes into the corner. Almost a bad giveaway for the Evergreens. 2.5 to play in the period. Can't make any mistakes here. Trailing by a goal. Don't want to go down any further. The Evergreens are struggling to clear this puck. Baraboo holds it at the blue line. Sent into the corner. That's Cade Mattson. Mattson was active on his last shift. Back out on the ice here. Going to go under 2 minutes to play. That's centered in front. Again, a lot of traffic. Puck was bouncing, unable to be controlled by the Baraboo player. Sends it into the corner. Evergreens behind their own net. Evergreens get this forward for Brendan Griffin. Not able to clear. Held it at the blue line. Shot, pad, save from the blue line near side boards. Evergreens will finally carry this puck out. 1:50 to play in the period. Evergreens circling back. Quinton Shiro held up, trying to be onside. Tried to send it to the corner. Baraboo takes the puck away. Evergreens have to repossess at neutral ice. Got that ahead for Brendan Griffin. Bouncing puck. It's on net from outside the blue line. Kacmercek had to stick it into the corner. Evergreens long pass the other way. It is too long icing. Tried to get that all the way down for Justin Jakubik. A little bit too long for him. And will go all the way back down to the other end of the sheet. Offensive zone faceoff for Baraboo. 1:28 left in the period. I would think the Thunderbirds would feel very good about things if they carry a one-goal lead into the first intermission. offensive zone faceoff. The Evergreens have had sometimes, particularly later in the period, maybe fatigue's a factor, or the Evergreens have had trouble clearing the puck out. It's behind the net here off this offensive zone draw for the Thunderbirds. Evergreens take it away, 2-on-2. Evergreens work to the near side, skating in, backhand left for the trailer, score! Tie Treader of the Evergreens. Ortell sets up Treader, and the Evergreens have the equalizer. Ortell did a really nice job knowing that Treader was trailing to his right. He left the puck for him, and Treader beats the freshman keeper up top. Evergreens, Ty Treader scores with a helper from Grant Ortell. Goal comes at 15:58 of the first period. The Evergreens get even. So Treader has both the Evergreens' goals and lots of playing time left as the Evergreens will try and set up Treader for the hat trick today. Now the last time the Evergreens scored, it was a quick answer from the Thunderbirds. Now under a minute to play, Thunderbirds hold the puck in the zone along the far side boards. Sent behind the net, timer is down to 45 seconds. Played in the corner while the defender overskated the puck, went down to his knees off his skates. Now the Evergreens take away. Evergreens clear the zone, near side. Evergreens are onside here, overskating the puck for a moment for the Evergreens is Justin Jakubik. Puck is near the red line along the far side boards. Evergreens take this away. Had to wait to touch up. Big hit there. No penalty. Evergreens hold this onside. Justin Jakubik fights for it. Down to the final 15 seconds of the period. Thunderbirds send it all the way to the near side of the rink. There's no one there but an Everest defender. Evergreens come in. Skate behind the net. Jelic will hold. 5-4. Can the Evergreens get this centered? Jelic tried to get that in front. Deflected away by one of the Thunderbirds players. Horn sounds. And the period comes to an end. At the end of one, this has been entertaining hockey. The Evergreens had a 1-0 lead, fell behind 2-1 before getting the equalizer. Ty Treader's second late in the first period. First intermission. The Baraboo Portage Thunderbirds 2 and the DC Everest Evergreens 2. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.